You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's 12 minutes past four right now, and we say hello to Odette Butcher. Hello, Odette Butcher.
Hello, Richard.
Are you hot?
I am very hot. Okay. Thanks for your fan.
Okay, so maybe we should explain to people.
I think I'm having hot flushes.
Are you? Are you of that age?
Probably.
Young? No, you're way too young for hot flushes.
Do you think so?
Well, I know so. I mean, what are
I am like, 45.
Are you 45?
They could be starting.
No, I think you're way too young. Way too young. Anyway, we put the fan on you there.
So thank you.
Keep you cool. Keep you cool.
Thank you.
Last time we were going to speak, but we had
all sorts of outages
and things like that. Today, fortunately, it's one of the good days because we do have power.
The lights are on.
It's going to be a toss-up one of these days whether we have fuel or lights. I don't know. But you're going to be speaking to us about the 10
essentials for e-commerce success.
Okay, so now listen to this lady. She knows her stuff when it comes to e-commerce because essentially you were one of the pioneers of it. I mean, you got into e-commerce pretty much
in 2005.
Yeah, when people weren't quite used to buying online.
Certainly not an SA.
Yeah. So you've been through the mill and you've worked out what the 10 essential things are and how people can apply them in your business, in their business. So without any further ado, off you go, Odette.
So some of these subtopics we've actually chatted about in great detail in previous sessions, but this is just a wonderful way to sum it up in terms of 10 essentials for e-commerce success. So I will be brief for some of the points where we have unpacked in larger detail from previous sessions. So first and most importantly is you need a superior product or a superior service to start your business. That's number one. Then you need a strong brand identity. When a consumer hits an e-commerce landing page, they should immediately gain a sense of the company and what it offers, thereby letting them know they are in the right place. A brand is a business's identity, the image they aim to portray to consumers. So that's really, really important. Then the ability to command a premium price. And this is where I think a lot of us struggle in terms of our value and our product's value and that desperation of wanting to make a sale. So that's probably a whole another topic on its own. But a robust brand identity enables businesses to charge a premium price for their products. So consider this. Why will consumers pay significantly more for a Lexus than they will for a Toyota when they are basically the same product, minus a few bells and whistles? The answer is because the image, it's all about the image that Lexus has cultivated. The perception of quality. As they say, you get what you pay for. Given that Lexus charges so much more for their vehicles than Toyota does, that means it's a superior product. Am I right? Not exactly. The fact of the matter is that while Lexus is a good brand, people are mainly paying for the name. The same can be said for a variety of clothing products, electronic items, jewelry, and other types of merchandise. Recognition and loyalty. Crafting a powerful brand identity as one of the e-commerce basics makes a company much more memorable. By creating a distinct logo, color scheme, images, and other branding elements, businesses are far more likely to stick in the mind of potential customers. So again, it's all about branding your identity and how people perceive you. Really important, a user-friendly design. And as we walk this journey of e-commerce further and further, it's all become about the user experience. You will hear it often, UX, the user experience. The studies and case studies that they do that show that customers just want a site to be helpful. That's all they want. They want to get their shopping done and they want to get out of there as fast as possible. So creating a site with a well-designed user experience is one of the most critical e-commerce basics. When it comes to web design, simplicity is the name of the game. In fact, 76% or more of consumers want websites to make it easy for them to find what they are after. However, it should be noted that merchants need not sacrifice sophistication and elegance to achieve this goal. In reality, today's minimalist, simplistic approach to web design often results in a refined appearance. And here I will say, on a personal level, I think too often as e-commerce merchants, we want so much of our own stamp on our websites, and we almost overcomplicate it. And I really feel we need to stick to a basic template, have a nice color or whatever, but don't overcomplicate your website, because you know you have a preference. Yeah. It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about the consumer.
Mm.
And we need to be designing our websites based on the people who have no idea how to use the internet. So do not over-engineer your website. That is a no-no. Have a mobile-friendly website. That is top of the list, actually. This tip isn't just one of the most vital e-commerce basics. It is one of the most foundational elements for any successful online business. And this, again, as a merchant, you know, we all work on our desktops or our laptops all day. Very seldom do I even go and have a look at my own website on the mobile handset. Mm. So we need to keep thinking that, yes, we are doing our business online using laptops, but our customers are actually, there's a good 85% of transactions are going through using our mobile handsets.
Correct.
Get on there, check it out, make sure it is 110% at all times. Otherwise, you will have a lot of abandoned carts. This assertion becomes quite apparent when one considers that mobile shopping now accounts for over 85%. I mean, here they're saying 50%, but I know it's way more than that. High quality product images. Wow, that is a must. Don't skimp on the quality of the images you have in your website, and also make sure that they are of a web resolution. So you wouldn't have really high, you know, megabyte images embedded into your site. It needs to be web ready.
Yeah, that's
very
a lot
important.
Of people make a mistake of. They think that, you know, people talk resolution and DPI and things like that. So you take a thing and it's in Photoshop and you look at it and you say, well, the bigger, if I make it a 300 DPI image, then it's going to be looking great. On a website, that just slows it up. 72 is enough.
Absolutely.
And it's good enough as long as the image itself is shot properly.
Yes, so you don't want pixelated images.
Yeah.
But it must be the correct web resolution, because remember, everything is about speed.
Yes.
So if you have these massive images embedded into your site,
to load.
And then people will bail. People don't wait.
Mm.
Irritate them and they're off the site. They've gone back to Google to keep searching.
The other thing, I don't know if it comes up in your 10 points here, but the other thing is be very, very wary of too much activity on your landing page.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I had an experience this morning where I went into my banking site and there's so much to load that is like a video and a flash and a this and a, it just takes, all I want to do is get in there, do the transaction on my bank and get out. And I've got all the stuff loading up before I can even put my password in. And it's like irritating. Don't do that on an e-commerce site, because you will lose me.
It's terrible. I mean, I think I've learned over the years, you know, you talk about me being one of these pioneers in e-commerce. And I personally don't feel that way. I feel like I've made so many ridiculous, stupid mistakes over the years, which, yes, as we've discussed, it's cutting my teeth.
Mm.
But, you know, there's so many gimmicks in e-commerce that you get sort of trapped into, and you go off and buy this and you buy that pop-up and that pop-up. Truth is, speak to a developer and he'll tell you that all of that scripting is what slows your site down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the most important, you know, when you go into a normal shop, we should have good assistance. You know, your senior sales manager and your shop assistants that come to you and try to upsell different products to you. But that is the purpose of all of the different menus and the category headings on the web, on an e-commerce website. Those are like the salesmen on the website. So if you can't find them because your eyes are being so distracted by all these ridiculous pop-ups, again, you're going to get irritated and you're going to leave.
Well, the brick and mortar equivalent would be if you walked into a shop and the salesperson rolled a banner up in front of you as you walked in. And once you got past that, somebody pulled a cart of goods in front of you and said, how about this? And you know that you're going there to look for that particular widget. All right.
Yeah.
But there's people cutting across your path as you go,
Absolutely.
As you're trying to get to your destination and your purchase. That would be, I mean, really, I would get to the second person. Either somebody's going to get hurt.
Exactly. Get
and
out of my way.
Definitely out of there. You know what I mean?
Especially from you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to another shop for the same thing that's not rolling stuff in front of me. And that rolling stuff in front of you is what happens on websites, unfortunately, with these pop-ups and these videos and these banners.
It's too much.
It's way too much. Just keep it simple, folks. Keep it simple.
And you know, you bring up the word that I've been thinking about listening to you chat. And if there's one thing I've learned is I will generally go the long way around. And that's what consumes time and lots of expensive errors. But ultimately, it's simplicity sells.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate things.
Don't.
That is the secret, I think, to life, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a secret.
Be simple.
You want to go into a shop, you want to see what you're looking for, you want to know where it is, and you want to go and buy it. Okay.
And you do want help, totally, like you do want help, but like have you ever been in a shop before and they come up to you straight away and you're like, just give me 5 minutes and then I'll ask for help.
Yeah, I'm fine. If I need you, I'll call you. But websites, they do that. They start popping up and shouting things at different, and then eventually you're so confused, you think, well, what was I here for in the first place? And it's wrong. And it happens on so many sites. And big sites, banking sites, are the worst.
No, they are.
They're the worst. And I think it needs to be kept simple.
I do find with banking, they certainly over-engineer everything. I don't think they even ask the person on the street what they think of anything
but
they've made.
When has a bank ever done that for anybody on the street anyway? But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. The simple sites are the ones that work best.
Totally.
When we've launched the Zone Radio website so many, many years ago, and we've been through a couple of incarnations of that website, I did extensive research into it, and I said to people, what do you want to see on a radio website? Because at that stage, websites were still, you know, making their way, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had to have it developed by a developer. There was no WordPress and all that type of stuff around, and it cost you. So you wanted to be sure that you're getting it right. And the research came back and said this simply, we don't care about anything else except where's the play button. Where can we listen? That's what we want to see on your website. Where can we listen? Anything else is there? Bonus. But where can we listen?
Absolutely.
And if you go to the Zone Radio website today, front and center, listen live. It's still there as people have asked for. And it's kept simple. And that is what people wanted. Shopping sites should be the same.
For sure. Mm. I had another thought, but it's just forgotten. It was something else that would be really important with sites. Maybe we'll come back. So from the top 10, we also have customer reviews. We've chatted about that in depth, the importance of having independent reviews on your website. Certainly not anything that looks like everyone's given you a 5-star, but we've unpacked that in detail before. This is a biggie, to have a streamlined checkout process. One of the most commonly cited reasons for cart abandonment is too long complicated checkout process. Again,
over-engineering.
Therefore, one of the most critical of the e-commerce basics is to tout an easy, simple checkout process. To achieve this aim, there are a handful of elements that merchants must possess. Firstly, guest checkout is essential, as forced account creation is the reason for over 30% of abandoned carts. Yeah. People just do not want to leave their details online. So make a plan so that they literally put their credit card details in, name, surname, a cell phone number. I mean, I do know you have to add delivery address, obviously, if you're delivering things, but it will depend on the business model of your business. But less clicks is more.
Mm.
Really important. With your e-commerce business, you need to have superior customer service. And again, it's that cliche that if you have an e-commerce business, you can just let it tick over and sip pina coladas by the pool all day. Well, no, because it's just like, and I always think of stationery stores for some ridiculous reason. If you go in looking for something like a textbook for one of your kids and there's no one there to help you, you'll just turn around and go to the stationery shop right opposite and just go in there where someone will help you. So that's why it's important to have your phone number visible. Don't worry about having your phone number online. There's nothing dodgy about it. have some sort of online chat assistant or WhatsApp number. That's really important. People want to get hold of you if they have a question. Mm. And we've discussed before the different types of shoppers, the impulsive ones, the overly cautious ones, and you need to cater for every style of shopper. So customer service is important, as well as having a solid order fulfillment method. Naturally, order fulfillment is intimately tied with customer satisfaction. Thanks to forces such as Amazon, consumers are increasingly unwilling to wait weeks to receive a product ordered online. Therefore, unless sellers are dealing in digital products, a robust fulfillment strategy is one of the more vital e-commerce basics. So that is really important. Now you've got your money, it's in your bank account, you need to get that product out there.
It's almost a starting point when putting together an e-commerce business. That should, to my mind, should be your starting point. The first question
your
you
product.
Can ask, not your product, but can I deliver it?
Yeah.
Your product's one thing, you can tell people about that, but am I able to deliver it? That should be your starting point. If the answer to that question is no, well then we don't go any further. But delivery, as you say, is vital.
And I find as well, especially since the Consumer Protection Act and everything, you know, fine print has become a bit of a no-no.
Mm. Mm.
And that's why where our eyes are looking at the price of a product and the picture of the product, we need to be transparent about certain things that maybe historically we would try to hide.
Mm.
So let's say you can only guarantee delivery in 10 days, or maybe you can only offer free delivery for within South Africa. Put all of those things where the eye
people
is looking at
it,
the
yeah.
price. Mm. And for me, it's important to manage customer expectations from the beginning of their journey.
Mm.
To the extent that, like, there's a lot of sales I don't make, but I know the customer comes back. Like, they'll say, they'll have a fantasy of proposing in a hot air balloon, let's say here in Cape Town, and they'll fly down from Joburg for it. And I'll be like, this is not a good idea due to the weather. What is your backup plan?
Mm.
And quite often we make a plan for them within their own province.
Mm.
So managing expectations of products and services is really important to be done upfront. No surprises.
Mm.
People don't like surprises.
They don't.
No. And then I think as the 10th point is to also have a potent marketing plan in place. So just like brick and mortar stores, e-commerce websites heavily rely on practical and creative marketing strategies. After all, if shoppers don't know that a store exists, they can't pursue its wares. Therefore, marketing is the lifeblood of e-commerce business. And to me, it's not about, you know, getting all this traffic. It needs to be quality.
Mm.
We need to be getting quality virtual feet onto our site. So that's also part of the 10 essentials for e-commerce success, pretty much summed up, and some of them we've chatted about in depth already.
All right, let's just go through the headings again so that we can recap for people the 10 points, the bullet points.
Okay, so firstly, it's a superior product
mm-hmm.
or service, a strong brand identity, the ability to command a premium price, the perception of quality, recognition and loyalty, a user-friendly design, a mobile-friendly website, high-quality images, and a question mark, remember download speed, independent customer reviews, a streamlined checkout process, less clicks are more, is more, superior customer service, a solid order fulfillment method, and finally, a potent marketing plan.
I think it's amazing advice, folks. And let me tell you something. You can get hold of Odette, and Odette's details are on our Facebook page, and you can get hold of her there. I'll give you that number in a moment, but she can help you. There's nothing wrong with if you're looking at going down this road. You may be a well-established brick-and-mortar business, and you're looking to get into the e-commerce space, and why not talk to her and let her hold your hand through that process, because you can learn from her mistakes. Now, they say that a wise person learns from their mistakes. A really wise person learns from other people's mistakes, and that's what you can do with Odette. Her number is 084-811-9163. That's 084-811-9163. And you can get hold of her, and she can help you with all of this. There is no doubt. Odette, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.
Mm. So we're going to do another one in 2 weeks' time, or is this the last one for the year?
I'm sure we can do another one in 2 weeks'
before
time.
Before Christmas.
Because I want to visit you again.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so delighted to hear that. For those who don't know, I've adopted Odette.
Yes. And why is that?
Why is that?
Because I'm an orphan now.
Because now you're an orphan.
Yes.
Her mom passed away recently, and she is now an orphan. So she mentioned this fact to me.
I needed a dad.
And she said she needed a dad. So now I've adopted her. So yes. She's my daughter.
With pleasure, Richard, with pleasure. So we can wear
Christmas hats in two weeks' time. Christmas hats in 2 weeks' time. Yes. We can talk something specific to Christmas and Christmas online shopping.
Yes.
And something along those lines.
Yes.
Very, very, very cool indeed.
I look forward to that.
All right. Thanks for coming in.